and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford.
Yes, and we're discovering more of New England, more of Vermont. We were just talking with Barbara Tomke at Smuggler's Notch Resort. And while down in Smuggler's Notch and touring around the Burlington, Vermont area, we had the opportunity to make a return visit to the Shelburne Museum just outside of Burlington. Joining us on the line now is Leslie Wright, Public Relations and Marketing Manager for the museum. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So some of our listeners haven't been to the Shelburne Museum before. It's been there many years, and so it's been their loss that they haven't turned off the highway and spent a few enjoyable hours. Tell us a little bit more about what you're best known for at the museum.
Oh, Shelburne Museum is many, many things. Mostly we're a collection of collections. It was founded by Electra Havemeyer Webb in 1947, and she was a collector extraordinaire on a very large scale. She was one of the first people in the U.S. to collect American folk art, and her collections are at the museum. That's one of the collections very famous here. She collected quilts and trade signs and weather vanes. She collected the buildings that make up the museum, too. There are 25 historic buildings on the property, and if you were here, as you know, it's kind of a village-like atmosphere.
Totally. You walk around, you feel you're in a town all of its own.
Exactly. And that's what she wanted. So the architecture itself is a collection. And there are things like a 220-foot-long steamboat.
Yeah, you walk around that steamboat, you think you're actually sailing on Lake Champlain if you sort of suspend your belief mechanism and you sit there and, hey, we're out for a sail.
Well, that's exactly right.
Takes 1 second to see it. Or is that two steamboats?
Oh, yeah.
So Shelburne Museum is, there's a carousel, a 1920s carousel that children can ride, anyone can ride, actually. But we also have, and this surprises some people, we have a very outstanding collection of Impressionist art from Monet, Manet, Degas, and it's a fabulous setting to see the art because you can get up close and personal. You don't wait in lines as you would in maybe a big city museum. And people are astounded that this art is here in Vermont.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily picture that here, just in a sort of a suburb of Burlington, Vermont, here are world-class art exhibits. And it's not just art, because you go into each of these individual buildings and you'll see a collection of things you wouldn't see necessarily anywhere else, like, you know, dozens and dozens of buggies or tools or toys.
Right. We have the largest collection on public display of trivets, over 2,000 trivets. For someone who likes trivets, we also have one of the most outstanding collections of duck decoys. Again, when Electra Havemeyer Webb was collecting them, people didn't think much of it, but now duck decoys are highly collectible and very prized.
Weather vanes as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. In fact, we have trouble in New England with people stealing weather vanes from the tops of barns. They'll put up a replica and steal the real one, and the owner doesn't sometimes ever know.
Now, what possible gain is there in stealing a replica weather vane?
Oh, no, the thief puts the replica up to fool the owner.
And keeps the original one.
Absolutely, that's how valuable they are today.
Well, I don't think I'd ever climb up on the roof. I'd be afraid of falling off the roof, so that's the defense. They never see me climbing up.
I suppose if I climbed the roof to steal a weather vane, I'd probably have earned it.
Well, good luck selling it. But, so we have we also have blacksmith demonstrations, a print shop. Really, whether you're a child or an adult, there's something that really captivates everyone. Trains.
I'm going to fence my weather vanes at the museum.
I like
now I know what to do with them. So you say you have a print shop, like one with the movable type, the lead type, and you line that up and everything?
Yeah, a letterpress print shop.
Now, do you print something like newsletters and things with this?
We do cards. We'll do custom cards for the museum's uses.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, because sometimes museums will do that just to demonstrate, you know, like working some old working machines and old techniques and things. It's quite an exhibit to see.
I also like the old general store, the old pharmacy, and you look at the packaging and the type of products they had for sale.
Absolutely. We have an apothecary with original apothecary herbs and medicines in there, and I always think, oh, so this is where someone went, and I think it's Madame Bovary where they buy poisons and slowly poison them.
Something Jerry Wiener ought to know about.
Yes. And they was it from Castleton, Vermont, the original two-cell jailhouse?
Absolutely. Very popular. Made of slate. The walls are about 2 feet thick.
Oh, I guess there'd be one for Gary and one for Alan. But maybe for Halloween, you know, you could have an event where you had to spend the night in jail or something and feel the spirits or feel the ghosts.
There is one house on the property that people claim is haunted.
And which one is that?
It's called Dutton House. And we've had mediums come in because people are very fascinated by this. It's kind of sketchy as to whether they've actually found anything.
Well, I think sometimes it's all in your imagination. If you believe, it will be there. If you don't believe, it won't be there. So no matter what, you're going to enjoy yourself just from thinking or not thinking, you're going to enjoy your experience.
Well, the guides say they hear doors slamming in the house when no one's in there, and they claim they hear things. So we don't know for sure, but it was run as an inn and a pub for years and years before it was moved to the museum. So it has history.
Well, the history and the people who've passed through it. And you touch on the guides. Like, each of these buildings have people in them to help you get to know a little bit more about what you're seeing in that display area.
Absolutely, and they're very helpful.
That's what I found, because they know their material. They're not just there as security guards and to watch that you don't damage something or pilfer something. They'll give you an overview, and then you can enjoy what you're seeing a little bit more.
Yep, it's a very nice touch.
Now, also what I noticed, and we went there, and it did bring back memories, you have like a 1950s bungalow. And I went in there and I said, this is like our house was when we bought it, like in the mid-60s.
Right. Now you're dating yourself, right?
Oh, yes. Well, I saw things in the toy exhibit that I also have in my basement here. So they're for sale, too, if anyone wants to email me.
You can fence them at the museum with your weather vanes.
No, I go into that house, too, and think of my childhood. But that's a very popular exhibit. It's a house from the 1950s. And the nice thing about it is, nothing's behind glass. We have games there that you can play, and the house is laid out just as if there's a family still living in there. And you can sit on the beds and play the games. And it's not it's a hands-on exhibit. It's not a sort of behind ropes type of museum exhibit.
But they are still living there. It's haunted.
Maybe it's haunted too. I'm not sure.
And if I know it, I could have touched everything. Maybe I was kind of tired by that time, so I should have just been part of a living exhibit and laid down on the bed, you know.
Absolutely.
Sat on the toilet, everything. I say, no, I live here. I'm part of the exhibit. I received a grant.
Isn't that how you got kicked out of Home Depot?
Yeah, that was not the public toilet. No, but there's something for everyone in every area, because you'd see families, and some parts of the family would go and see certain buildings, and other they'd be looking at their map, the visitor guide map that you get when you come into the museum, and they'd be saying, "Oh, this is what Jimmy wants to see. He wants to go see the old Central Vermont private car that's at the Shelburne Station." And others say, "Oh no, we want to go and see the steamboat." And the others want to go see the toy exhibit. So, and then they would all sort of get together at the end and have a bite to eat at your reasonably priced restaurant.
Absolutely. And the other thing people enjoy is the grounds. We have 18 gardens. And when we survey our visitors, we find that they really enjoy just sitting on a bench in one of our gardens. We have over 400 lilacs on the property, and in May and June they're in bloom and they're really spectacular. We have a peony garden with 700 peonies, and that one is in bloom right now.
Oh, that's beautiful, fragrant.
Yeah. I love sitting by. There's a little pond there, and there was a family of young ducks, and I was just sitting down there. And that was a peaceful little break between visiting some of the buildings.
And Stephen named them.
Oh, yes. Charlie, Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. Yes.
So it's not your typical museum experience. When you think museum, you think, you know, things behind ropes and you know.
Fully interactive.
Yeah, it's very interactive, and it's great for kids because they can just run around the grounds, which is sometimes all they want to do.
And you can get more information at www.shelburnemuseum.org. Shelburne Museum in Shelburne, Vermont, just outside of Burlington, Vermont. We've been talking to Leslie Wright, Public Relations and Marketing Manager for the museum. And if you've been there before, you need to visit it again because you never see it all in one visit. And there's something for the whole family, particularly this summertime travel season. Well, thank you for joining us today on Travel World, Leslie.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And we'll be right back
after this. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending